Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview, and today over the phone we are joined by Josie Hatch, a health and wellness prevention coordinator over at USU Extension Be Epic, and we're going to be talking about the Everyday Strong Resilience presentation that's coming up on February 23rd at 6 p.m. over at USU Eastern in the Student Center alumni room. Josie, pleasure to be catching up with you today. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm really excited to share this information about this event we have coming up.
So you guys have done similar events before in this format, but for people who might not be familiar, what can they expect from the Everyday Strong Resilience presentation?
Yeah, so this is a really great presentation, just kind of giving parents, it's a one-hour presentation, just kind of empowering parents with tools and resources for strategies they can use right away to help their kids be a little more confident and resilient. We've seen that there's been a lot of concern about kids and mental health struggles and things, and this is kind of stuff that you can do as a parent right away to build relationships, to be a safe place for your kids, and to just raise those resilient youth that we all want.
You know, as a parent, knowing that your kid may be struggling with mental health is one of the hardest things that you can possibly watch. But this training provides an opportunity to not only learn how to get your kids to talk to you, but ways to help support and motivate them with their emotional health. It really is a very beneficial activity.
Yeah, it really is, it's simple, but it's profound, and it's just really helpful. Like you said, we've done this before, and we've gotten great feedback. Parents just love it. They get a lot out of it, and so we're just really excited to be sharing it again.
You know, it's more tools in the toolbox for these parents. Now, if that wasn't enough, you have a lot going on to really entice people to come out and check these out just a little bit more. So along with this one-hour presentation, if you attend, you're going to get a free Costa Vida-style dinner, as well as a swag bag and resources for all participants involved. So this is really a great event, not just for the presentation portion.
Yeah, for sure. And we want people to come, we want people to enjoy it, and then we want you to leave with resources, like we said, just empowered to carry on. So yeah, there's going to be a free dinner catered by USU Eastern. They've got a Costa Vida-style dinner. We just ask that people register in our SVP at our Eventbrite link. We want you to come. We want you to enjoy. And yeah, enjoy the food, enjoy the presentation.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, you've had parents come up to you and say this has been a very beneficial thing for them. You've been doing this for a few times now. What kind of benefit have you seen in the community from these presentations?
Yeah, well, I'm really excited to share in this presentation, actually. We're going to go over some of the latest SHARP data, and I'm just really excited to share that our youth are actually doing really well. It's been hard after the COVID pandemic and things, but we've seen a lot of improvements in the data that mental health is improving, things are doing better. So we're excited to share some of that overall data, but also just parent feedback coming and saying, you know, people have emailed me after and said, you know, I'm so excited to implement this with the kids, my own kids and kids that I work with, because it's just really powerful, helpful stuff.
Now, in the 6 years since the COVID pandemic really took over, you know, there was that sharp decline in mental health, especially for our teens in the community. So being able to bounce back through this and give parents tools in the toolbox to be able to learn from what we learned during that time is just an incredibly beneficial thing, not just for parents, but for the community as a whole.
Yeah. I think it's been helpful for everybody. We've all the feedback we've gotten from this has been great feedback. People really enjoy it.
Now, of course, you did say that if people are wanting to attend, you are asking them to RSVP. Where can they go and do that if they are interested in attending this event?
Yeah, so you can go to, it's everydaystrong, all one word, _carbon.eventbrite.com. So it's everydaystrong_carbon.eventbrite.com. You can also find us at Be Epic Escape the Vape. Just Google that and find our events page, and there's a link there. You can find us on Facebook. Should be able to find us.
Yeah, it really is as easy as can be. Eventbrite, as well as the age of social media, have really made it easy to find and sign up for these events. Now, Josie, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you want to leave our listeners off with?
Just that I hope parents, guardians, adults in the community feel welcome to come and attend, learn, enjoy the food, and we look forward to seeing everybody there.
Well, Josie, it was a pleasure to catch up with you today. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome, and thank you so much for having me.
Again, our guest, Josie Hatch, a health and wellness prevention coordinator at USU Extension. Be epic, escape the vape. And we're talking about the upcoming Everyday Strong Resilience presentation. That's going to be on February 23rd, starting at 6 p.m. over in the USU Eastern Jennifer Lovett Student Center alumni room. Come enjoy a one-hour presentation aimed at giving you the tools in your toolbox to help your kids through mental health challenges, as well as enjoying a free Costa Vida-style dinner and swag bags and resources. Registration open on everydaystrong_carbon.eventbrite.com. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.